Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know what? If the name of the show is the National Defense, why wouldn't we have one of the top international security experts on the program? Of course we would. And Sam Rosenberg is here. I got to tell you that if you need protection, you better get a Marine. And if you can't get a Marine, get a book called Live Ready, Sam's new book. This guy's protected like everybody. Tom Cruise, Warren Buffett, Lucy Liu, Tony Robbins, and Benjamin Netanyahu, which I can't wait to get into. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for your service in the United States Marine Corps. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
How long did you serve?
Just a couple of years, a short stint, if you will. You know, I did OCS, got in as an officer, and then I realized that I was allergic to bureaucracy. So I needed to be more self-directed, so that's why I got out after my first stint.
And you protected Tony Robbins. Now, Tony Robbins is the motivational guy. Who would want to hurt Tony Robbins?
No one that I know of. And to be honest with you, you know, that was a relatively short detail, just protecting him during one of his presentations in Vegas. Great opportunity, great man. I'm a huge fan. So it was a wonderful opportunity to work with him and his team.
Tall dude.
Oh, yeah. Very dynamic.
So your book, Live Ready, I love this idea of protecting yourself, because I know that I had my wife and two daughters. I put them through a self-defense course when mm-hmm. the girls were pretty young, and it was great. The bad part is they would come home and want to demonstrate on me, and there's a technique called a technique called start the lawnmower that I wouldn't recommend anybody walking into. But that's kind of the whole idea of your book, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you can't really teach self-defense tactics as much, the physical moves, through a book. So this book really focuses more on the mindset and on what I call the soft skills. You know, if you think of the physical skill sets as the hardware, you know, the software that's driving it is the more important aspect. And it's in many ways what even many self-defense experts and trainers, a lot of the stuff they don't know. What this book represents is basically the most important lessons learned of protecting people and teaching them how to protect themselves over the last 25 years. And it's a lot about basically understanding how to recognize when you may be being targeted, you know, and understand bad guy psychology, how they go about their business, how they choose their targets, why they choose certain targets, and how you can spot them well in advance. Even if they're people who use charm and persuasion and are particularly good at camouflage, if you will. And the idea is that once we understand these concepts of how to recognize danger, then you start to understand why I say that violence is never random. It's a process, and it's a process as predictable as boiling water if you know what to look for. And, of course, when we're dealing with extremes, mass homicide, terrorists, it's definitely not, there's nothing random about how they go about their business. But we could all find ourselves in a position where we didn't see the signs because we're at a concert or whatnot, and it kicks off. And in that case, you have to recognize what to do in those scenarios and how to do it. And that's where we get into that other aspect of the book, that we are never helpless. The key is, though, that to embrace the reality that personal security is a fundamental human need, but it's an individual responsibility. And if we know how to protect ourselves, then we contribute to a safer society in general. So, you know, great for you for getting your kids that training. It's so important, especially at an early age. They have a whole lifetime to benefit from those skills.
I love that. We're talking to Sam Rosenberg, international security expert. His new book, Live Ready, which is just a great idea, especially in the times that we live in, Sam. And how important is situational awareness? I know that was a big part of the self-defense course. Just to have the mindset of making sure you know, and I know you talk about it in your book too, an escape possibility and just about whatever is around you, right?
You got it. And you know, I always say that situational awareness is really the most important first step. But paying attention is just a prerequisite. You have to know what to look for, and you have to know how to look and when to look. And those are some of the details that we get into. And, you know, just for simplicity for the radio, I'd say when you go into any environment, what can people take away from this show? Well, when you go into any environment, it's not just about paying attention. It's being specific. Look for your exits first. Understand where you can go in an emergency. Understand that backstage there's an exit, or behind through the kitchen there's an exit. And pre-program in some very simple strategies. I like to think of it as not just knowing your exits, it's knowing your options. Because if you can't get out, you may have to fight back. And thinking through that for a moment tends to put you a little more at ease and gives you a little more empowerment, even in the moment, even without more specialized training. So, you know, the book talks about a lot more details, and it goes into some real actionable strategies of how to program yourself to be able to develop your radar and be more aware, and to do it in a way that's not going to burn you out and drive you crazy. Not about fear.
Yeah, and you know that's a. I'm glad you said that, Sam, because that's another key element, I think, of just protecting yourself. Is you don't want to get to the point where you don't want to go out your door, right?
That's exactly it, and that sort of means the bad guys have won, right? When we're afraid
right.
to engage in society and to do things. You know, the whole premise of the book, Live Ready in the Name, quite frankly, is that you know there's nothing in the world worth doing without risk. And, you know, it's not about trying to wrap ourselves in bubble wrap and avoid all trouble. It's about being able to engage in life and to do it with confidence. And the greatest confidence comes from knowing what to do and how to do it. And in this particular realm, you know, most people simply are not given the opportunity or really have never had any professional training in how to protect themselves. And in the close protection field, it's a lot more about knowing what to look for and when to look and how to deal with things, how to deal with trouble before it gets violent. It's less about gun disarming and weapon defense and things like that. And that's what I wanted to make sure I imparted through this book, are what are the critical skill sets absolutely anyone can learn, and what are the skill sets a lot of people don't even know they need? You know, how do we get ahead of that curve in such a way that people will legitimately be safer and live more fulfilled lives?
Well, I mean, you've done it all. I mean, you talk about a guy that can write a book on safety. We're talking to international security expert Sam Rosenberg here in the National Defense. And you protected Benjamin Netanyahu. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine it. That's got to be one of the toughest protection jobs in the world.
Yeah, I always tell people, if you want to do something really dangerous and high risk, protect some high-ranking Israeli dignitaries.
Yeah, right.
Definitely high risk. But you know, the reality of it is, you know, obviously he had his contingent of Shin Bet, you know, his protection specialists from Israel. We were augmenting that. We were very honored to be a part of that detail, while he was on a speaking tour, if you will. But the reality is everywhere you go, everywhere someone like that goes, there's potential danger. And it really is the tip of the spear when it comes to close protection of being able to create these layers of defense where bad things just simply can't even happen because you've prevented them in advance. And that's the nature of close protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than the depictions of sort of bodyguards that you see in Hollywood where you know, you've got the big guy walking around with a celebrity waiting for trouble and then reacting.
Right.
The whole goal is to be proactive. And it's that same mindset and those same skill sets that I impart in this book, so that you can truly avoid trouble and recognize threats before they manifest and deter them or diffuse them before they actually end up in a violent situation.
Yeah, I'd say you've done your job when nothing happens, right?
Exactly. We spend so much time in advance of an event or moving from point A to point B that you really get good at thinking like a bad guy and looking at every place and situation from that perspective to say, if I were going to try and victimize or violate this environment, how would I do it? And then how do you systematically take away those opportunities? And that's why I say that, you know, really, rule number one of all self-defense, of all personal protection, whether it's digital, financial, or physical, is denying opportunity. But most people don't know how to do that. They kind of give it lip service.
Yep.
They say, well, I pay attention to my environment. But they don't really have the skill sets. It's kind of like saying they know how to drive a car, but in an emergency, they've never practiced, you know, how to deal with a skid or a slide or some other kind of crisis.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And Sam, I love this is very interesting in your book. You say at the core of every terrorist is a cowardly, brittle psychology. That's so interesting to me.
It's absolutely true. I've looked at countless scenarios, whether we're talking about terrorists or active shooters like school shooters, workplace. To me, they're all terrorists. The only differentiator is ideology. Some are politically motivated, others personally. But at the end of the day, the people who could commit such acts of horrific violence, they really are exceptionally character disordered individuals, meaning that they simply don't take responsibility for anything. They blame others, usually some group, you know, say Hamas blaming the Jews or
right,
Israel.
Right.
And functionally speaking, there's this cocktail that they not only think of themselves as being victims, but they think of themselves as being superior. But they have this, it doesn't manifest in a strong psychology. And when we talk about terrorists being trained, we're not talking about people who could actually duke it out with the good guys. We're talking about people who can fundamentally only succeed, if they're attacking helpless targets, or what we would call in the security industry, soft targets.
Mm.
And that's why, as typified by this Hamas attack, I mean, the Hamas attack is an exact example of everything that's talked about in this book, of how they selected their targets, planned and prepared for the attack, to executing the attack. And the question is, why did they specifically target helpless targets? It wasn't just to maximize the impact of their ultimate mission, but it's the fact that they couldn't pull it off. Perfect example is Inval Rabin Leibowitz, 25-year-old security volunteer at one of the kibbutzes, got wind of what was going on, the air raid sirens, armed her people and prepared for an attack in the eventuality of some kind of more critical incident. And her 20-person volunteer group fought off scores of terrorists, killing 25 of them herself,
wow.
five
wow.
of them close combat. And, you know, these are people that are truly not professionals, okay? They're just people with a little bit of training, the right mindset, and a little bit of advanced forethought to say, maybe this isn't like the other attack. Maybe we should actually set up our defenses and do what we've been taught to do. And, you know, it demonstrates the capacity of the ordinary person to be able to fight back if you have the skills and the tools to do so against even what most people think of as a no-win situation, which is anything but.
Sure. Sure. Sam Rosenberg, man, this is fascinating. I could talk to you all day, but then I would need protection from Art Sears. So I got to wrap it up. The new book, Live Ready, is out. Sam, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.